question from another member. Safe to say, will it be possible for the Public Service Commission to by tomorrow, if possible, the report of other subjects the four of them. Is it possible if we can get those by the end of tomorrow?
Yes.
I want to be. Yes. So that even today it's fine, you'll email it to Ms. Majalamba, who's the secretary, and she will then prepare packages for us. Because why I question those, among other things, is that we are to prepare for our oversight, and but we, some of these institutions are located within the parameters or the demarcation of our constituent offices. So obviously when we do constituent work, we are able to understand. The other thing that which I don't know whether you have done, but I just want to check, when you pick up something in the media, you will know how whether in the media is deliberately good, that I don't want to be seen as offensive. And on cutting edge, the issues on health, do you then have when you pick up those things like that, I'm just making an example because that was in the do you then go and visit the Public Service Commission to have an understanding? Because it is I'm of the understanding that it's among other things, as you have correctly said, that your major concern is people that are serviced. It's how then as the Department of Health in this instance, the service delivery is then being there. And when you get what do you do? And you pardon me if it's something that is within your scope, it's okay, you're safe, but I would have appreciated it. The second thing is that why I do feel that it's quite a valuable, one of the valuable institutions, is that, and I'm raising this because I'm a former health worker, when health workers are sensitized of their attitude and whatever, by government, by ourselves, by parliament, they become a jittery. Why are they shortage of staff, whatever. What are the times, their attitude? I'm talking from experience. It's not an attitude. There are those that have got an attitudinal challenge. But at times, because of the pressure of work, you sleep. It's human nature. Everybody who said that it doesn't sleep, I don't. There are times that you lose your cool. Not because. Have you ever spoken to health workers, write a call from a general assistant to a mentor, to a CEO, about the issues of attitude, and how best will those be? Personally, as an activist and as a former health worker, I do think that there is a way that but it's something that is not going to happen overnight. It's a combination of a number of things. Leadership style. I don't want to talk about the Tony issue of conditions of service, which includes remuneration. But there is I think on my side, that's why we are requesting those. That you said you have got a capacity problem. You do visit all 9 provinces. Okay. Visit all of them.
But in the
No, fine. I'm comfortable. No, that I do understand, but it's just to would appreciate if you can spread to all the nine provinces so that we do have an understanding of them. Honourable members, any comments also that we will wrap up? By the looks, I think it has been quite one of those presentations that are straight to the point. And it's not going to be the last time now that we meet. We will keep in touch, and we will appreciate really if you can communicate with and thank you very much. We thank on behalf of the community, working together, we can do much work. It is not easy. You know where we are coming from in terms of the system in the health sector. A lot has been done, which is good by government, but there is still there are areas where we need to do more and address some of the challenges. I will hand it over to you, and then I will give you some final remarks. And you wanted to say something? No? I thought your hand was up.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
No, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I was on the view that maybe you're closing up and you raised issues. Maybe I'm not sure.
No. There are a couple of issues, questions that if you can then respond to those, then yeah.
The issue of media follow-up, you'll be delighted to learn that early this year we had what we call visibility program. And we targeted health amongst other sectors to go in there. We went to Chief Depot, we went to Barabona, we went to Rock Serena, we went to Philodome Hospital. And our visits were informed by what we had in the media in terms of television, but we had quite a number of newspaper clips. So the Public Service Commission has got an office in all the nine provinces. In these provinces, we said, let's just pull our file on health. What are the issues in those hospitals that we targeted? If I can make an example, we had quite a number of articles, like in Mpumalanga, there was an issue of mortuary, rotten bodies in the mortuary, lack of staff as well in the personnel in the hospital, quite a number of them. And we just drilled specifically on those issues. So, yes, they were informed by media. We keep our file as and when something happens, whether in the police or in the hospital, we keep that file, and then when we decide to go to hospital, we look so that we go and check specifically on those issues. Why did they become major issues that went out in the media? The issue of attitude, I think my commissioner will also respond to it. If we can bring Florence Nightingale, I don't know where she went, particularly from the level of the nurses. I found that she had really gone, and I'm sure I'm exposing myself to never say how old I am if I can talk about Florence Nightingale. But at the level of your nursing staff, that care, that love, that people are there to earn a salary. So yeah, we do talk to officials, and what we also pick up is the minute you say Public Service Commission, the whole landscape changes. People begin to take you very serious and to behave in a manner, those who know Public Service Commission, behave in a manner that is very much professional, particularly in the announce within the bedroom, because they are briefed that this is the watchdog. So please make sure that you dress appropriately. But in the unannounced, we do pick up here and there. Also in terms of how they treat patients, just by observing, and you realize this is totally unacceptable. We are working with the National School of Government. One of the things that will be happening is the training on a value-driven public service. We need to go back to the basics in terms of what the constitution requires of us in terms of all the public servants, so that we embrace those values of human dignity, those values of respect, those values of equality in terms of how we carry our duties. Thank you. I just want to say thank you to this committee for inviting us to present this report. But I'm looking forward to a situation where this committee will invite us to present other streams of our work, which touch on issues of personnel within the health sector. We also dealing with a lot of grievances that are coming from the personnel within the health sector, starting from doctors, cleaners, nurses. And if you look at the level of dissatisfaction at that level, then you will realize that some of these problems of attitude are actually coming from those issues of dissatisfaction. I remember a year before last, we even came here to the Western Cape, and we met the MEC for Health, MEC Bota at the time, because we wanted to raise an issue of the high level of grievances that we were receiving from this province. Big hospitals like Groote Schuur Hospital, Tigerberg, even small hospitals in areas that are outside the city itself. Nurses, doctors, there were, you know, a lot of issues that we were dealing with. So if people are dissatisfied, then they are bound to, you know, take a don't care, you know, attitude, because they don't care, they are dissatisfied and their problems are not being resolved. And some doctors are really complaining that the scope of work is too wide, and they don't benefit in terms of other benefits like the OSD and things like that. So we really appreciate this opportunity to come and present all the streams of our work. We have three streams of the line function of the Public Service Commission, which maybe from time to time we can come, and even if we don't come, maybe just send the information to the committee so that they can look at it and see which work can they follow up. Because as the PSC, when Commissioner Mkhwanazi was responding on the issue of the non-implementation of some of our recommendations, we really don't enforce the recommendations. We don't have power to enforce. A recommendation is a recommendation in our view. But we report to Parliament. The Constitution is very clear. It says PSC, you report to Parliament. But sometimes you find that some committees, which are not the Committee of Public Service and Administration, they don't invite us. They think that we report to one committee. But we report to all of the members of Parliament, whatever committee they are sitting in. If they want us to come and present, the level of non-compliance by departments, you would really want to know what is happening, even administratively in the Department of Health, the level of non-compliance at that level, then you would then understand why certain things are happening. So I think this committee has opened a door for us, and we really appreciate this. And I'm sure that in future we will structure our reports in such a way that in my area of work that I'm leading, because Commissioner Mkhwanazi is in another scheme of work, we actually combine by sector, so that if we find things that are coming from health, we package those and we send them to the committee so that they can look at it. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you,
Chairperson.
Thank you. As I said at the beginning of our meeting, reports are ready and available for the inspections which we've done in other hospitals. For example, the full report about Barakwana. There's a huge problem with visitors at hospitals. This is one of our best hospitals, well run. The report is ready. We have another report where the honorable member is coming, Honorable Mahlale, the operator. That hospital is almost in the newspapers every week. We've also inspected that hospital. We've also visited another hospital in a deep rural area called the Mbulen Hospital.
Where you come from?
That's where I'm coming from. 500 meters away from my home. Those reports arranged. We've also got to also report citizens forum, where we go to the citizens, we call it citizens forum, where they raise all sorts of issues. They raise also issues which are related to health. Those reports are also the problems that they experience in the cleaning, the queuing from 3 o'clock in the morning. If you go there, take a look at one of the clinics. You won't get medication unless you go there at 3 o'clock in the morning. So some of those things were resolved by the Public Service Commission immediately after we visited those clinics and hospitals. In one of the hospitals which I was staying there, it was embarrassing because the commissioner is just staying next to that hospital. The oncologist showed that they should have 30 doctors, but there were only 3. And then the other one was about to resign in that same month. That means they were going to be left with 2 doctors in that hospital. Then immediately we contacted the MEC. I think in 2 weeks' time, 8 doctors were appointed. And 10 private doctors were doing sessions. They were appointed immediately after that inspection. So those are the things which are happening. Those reports, Chair, are available. Report good things and bad things. Thank you, Chair.
No, thank you very much, Governor Kwena. I even from ourselves on behalf of the committee, we just now, from now moving forward, we really be assisted in empowering us in some of the things we are going to an oversight. We are told 8 BNC and you leave it there, whereas when you have put something on a particular hospital, you are able to be direct. And I'm happy about the issue that you are raising, that it was my observation, in fact, I did reflect that to the committee, that when we do our oversight, we must not be, the challenge was only that oversight in health was only being focused on the clinical side of health. And the administrative side was not being looked into, whereas a health institution is functional if both these things are being monitored and to take to account for and whatever. And I'm happy about this issue that you're raising about attitude, that in fact it's a combination of a number of things. Recommend. So that we see what government is going to say, how best are we to deal with that? Even if it's not some huge thing, I know people really go and take cover. Oh, services, conditions of service, blah blah blah, salaries, whatever. But you balance those with something. No, thank you very much. We'll be looking forward for that report, and yeah. And they will then take it from there. Thank you very much. Members, the meeting now, we are done with our meeting. We will just 5 minutes, members will remain whilst you are leaving. Thank you very much.